I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm Shark Taco.
And these are the news for the week ending, and the date is really important here, February 18, 2016. And like every week, we're ready to geek out about TV, movies, and more. So Beef, what time is
news time?
Yeah. So what happened since last time? Well, there's that thing called Deadpool that came out.
You know how we all thought Star Wars was fucking huge? And it is. But this is like the little movie that no one thought could, and it went dog shit crazy.
Above and...
what, 280, almost 300 million opening weekend worldwide?
Oh, I just checked the domestics. I didn't check the worldwide. I know that the domestic for the 4 days, they hit 150 million, which was like
keep
amazing.
Keep yapping for a second. Yeah, they made 150 some million. Let me, hold on, give me a couple seconds.
152.
Box office, wow. All right, here you go. 6 day total.
By 170.
Hold on.
Fifty Shades of Grey topped at 93.
6 day total was 172 million. 6 day total against X-Men, the last X-Men, against all sorts of shit. It's pretty powerful what it's doing.
Well, that marketing campaign, which all got us to touch our giblets and boobs, I mean, was out of this world. That was one of the best marketing campaign ever. Everybody wanted to see this movie. The what they did at The Bachelor, I can't believe how many girls wanted to see this movie, because let's be honest, it looks like a guy thing, but the way they marketed it, they were able to appeal to everyone. This is amazing.
The line that was still in the movie, like, wait a minute, my boyfriend said that this was a superhero movie, but that guy just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab. I saw a third of this movie through all the promotion, and I didn't even care.
Yeah, yeah. Because let's face the test footage that we saw, that was most of...
That was most of the first scene.
Which is the scene that comes up all movies. Yeah. So we'll talk about Deadpool a little bit later. So
there's a petition online to sign and have Deadpool, not Ryan Reynolds, but Deadpool host SNL.
Please do it.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Sign it. They are only like 12,000 signatures away from their 50,000 signature mark.
I want them on Celebrity Death.
Oh, my God, yes.
But oh, my God.
You tie that in with the DVD release? That would be perfect for them. That's free marketing. And for SNL, let's face it, it's something that you want to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is there kind of gig? Totally. Is there kind of humor, everything?
Yeah, I think the problem would be is he'd have to be
beeped on TV
a little bit. Yeah, he'd have to be a little bit more censored, or they would literally have to have two different people on the censor hammer every time he was on stage.
That would be really funny. Beep 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 beep.
He just opens it. You can't even tell if he opens his mouth. It's just beeping him out. Other news, gaming.
Yes.
Have you seen this trailer? The Tom Clancy's The Division Factions.
Oh, it's another.
It is a shooter, but it's different. Not by much. But just enough. There's like four or five different factions. It's basically kind of post-apocalyptic, and I don't know. You got like the I can't even think of the damn factions now. I just watched the trailer. You got like the bikers and the cleaners and whatever, and it's a handful of different people that can all do different crap, and that's different parts of maps, and I don't know. Shooters need a new dynamic every couple of years. I'm okay with it.
But it's Ubisoft.
Yeah, that's it. I see Ubisoft at the start, and I'm like, eh.
Hey, the old Rainbow Sixes, the old Tom Clancy games from Ubisoft are cool. That's about it. It's a Tom, shut up, I'm just checking. You know what? Never mind. online media. New Netflix show, Frontier, has a shit ton more Momoa.
Momoa? We're good with a shit ton of Momoa.
It's a 6-episode something or other described as the Game of Thrones, or a Western Game of Thrones. It's basically fur traders and shit from back in the day.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Anything with Momoa, I'm kind of cool at, as long as it's not Conan, because that was, we're going to show you Momoa in a nut slinger.
Are they going to make Conta of the boring?
No. I'm going to venture to say no. But they're going to make it cute.
They might need the six episodes to make it work, but it might be interesting. Well, that's a euphemism, right? TV news. Orphan Black is almost back. There's a new Goofy trailer out, but I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I didn't watch the trailer because it's Orphan Black, no.
You really don't. It doesn't really show much of anything, but yeah, it's. I'm so ready. I think I have to go back and watch like the last three episodes of last season because I'm always... It's so great and it's so confusing that at the end of every season, I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, and you have to go back to be able to piece out everything that's coming up. Yeah, that show is a little bit like that. It's so well. It's so good. Season 3 was maybe not as great as the first two, but it was pretty good.
I like season 3. You're right. It was a little bit less than the first two, but parts of it were better than the second one for me.
Yeah.
The way that the characters were interwritten and interplayed together in season 3 seemed to work better for me.
Yeah, without spoiling it too much for Shark Tackle here, I think the big thing in season 3 is that the guy is not as good as the actress at doing all the shit.
No, he isn't. He's getting better, though. She's had longer.
Yeah, she did. She did, but she had it, like, episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Orphan Black, yeah. It's a girl that discovers at some point that there's a copy of her.
Ooh.
That have multiple all different clones. Life and personalities.
Oh, shit.
And she plays all of them, from the grifter to the one that was a cop to...
Soccer mom
to the, like, kind of hippie, new age, like, scientist that's... Amazing. It is so fucked up how well she pulls all of them off. You don't even realize that they're all one person.
She plays the male gay version of herself.
Yeah, it works so good.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah, the clone that came out a little bit askew and was the male version of her, it was so fucked up.
It's really, really good.
It was Tony, right?
Yeah, but the fact is that the interrelation with the other characters that works so well are her brother... Which is like that colorful gay guy that's way over his head in all this. But he's basically the Alfred of all these people, and he's running errands.
Yeah,
you're right,
yeah.
He's so funny, and you have the crazy mom on the other side and that's like Black Ops or something.
They have like the clone phone so they can all text each other when they know it's just they need shit going down. It's so fucked up. It works, though.
Yeah.
You're selling it to me, honestly. I think I'm going to check it out.
It's when you meet the serial killer version of her that's...
Ooh.
And she's like a Russian...
She's a crazy Ukrainian that was brought up in like a... I don't want to say Catholic, but like a very religious nun home or whatever, and beaten and shit and told she was the devil. So now she's going out and like... Yeah, it's...
Good. It's BBC.
So it's good.
I was going to say, like, what is it... marketed as, or how would you describe it? Is it sci-fi at all, or
it's sci-fi
it's
thriller?
Okay.
Yeah. Mystery. Yeah, sci-fi thriller, I'd say.
X-Files.
No. Oh my God, are you watching the X-Files?
No, we're piling them up.
Dude,
it's good.
Dude,
it's
the
good?
One called Babylon.
Yeah.
The first. I mean, it's great. The story isn't the greatest, but the interplay, because there's Mulder and Scully have to deal with another set of FBI agents, and
Ooh.
It is basically...
Tell me it's not Doggett.
It's the 25-year younger version of themselves. It's a very attractive redhead, like, straight by the books, doesn't believe shit, and... Oh, what's his name? Miller. Something
Mulder.
Miller, and she always calls him Miller, and it's this young, like, dark-haired, handsome, looks kind of like Mulder, and it's fucking amazing.
It's weird. I'm so glad they pretended, like, the new agents that replaced them by the end of, like, the 12th, 13th?
Yeah, they were gone.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I was so glad they
pretended that never happened.
It's like, okay, when they first showed up on screen, I'm like, okay, this is going to be cliche. It's not going to work. But it was the X-Files basically laughing at themselves and having a good time and setting up these scenarios that you hadn't seen in so long, and it was perfect.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
How's Duchovny?
Awesome. They're both really good. So.
Well, we know she's good because she was killed it in Hannibal. So.
Actually, in the same episode, Babylon, David Duchovny does some of the coolest acting I've ever seen, and you'll see why when you get to the middle of the episode.
Okay.
So, but anyways, more TV. Supposedly, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg might possibly kind of reboot The Last Starfighter
on TV,
but as a TV show.
Okay, The Last Starfighter seems to be a thing for a lot of little boys in the 80s.
It was for me.
I've saw
we rewatched
once
it, though,
recently.
What, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and I was like, eh, it's a little boy thing. Yeah, there's a Starfighter and a little...
Yeah, but he wasn't a little boy. He was like 16 or 18. I mean, he was a young dude.
Wiggy's just old.
Well, I'm old too, but I don't know. This could be fun. I just
Yeah.
You know, something else by a different name.
It needs a nostalgia factor that I don't have. I mean, our friend Sean, I think, is going to go crazy if that's good.
Well, this is, I mean, the way they describe it, it's kind of like an alien invasion. Or, sorry, it is, but it's like, what's the one? The book. Ender's Game.
Okay.
It's basically like Ender's Game. He didn't realize he's been training for so long to stop this alien invasion when he's really going to about be doing it. He was training on a video game, you know. Ooh, spoiler alert if you haven't read that book. But still, it's the premise is just like Ender's Game or Last Starfighter.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's set Rogan. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until I see... I have Priest in my head, but that's not the thing. The new comic book adaptation that they're doing about like crazy rednecks and religion. What? Preacher. I'm going to see what we're doing with Preacher. That should be like fucked up and gross and horror-ish. If they really change it a lot, I'm going to lose faith in that project. If they get Preacher right, well, I'm going to be more interested to watch that show then.
Word.
Okay, we talk a little bit about this, but now it's time for box office. Well, Deadpool killed it. It killed it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Zoolander tank.
Duh.
That's how much did Zoolander cost? They didn't say, huh? Okay.
You know what? I loved Zoolander 1. I still don't really feel like going to see this one. It's like Zoolander was perfect as it was. Leave it at that, I feel.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Have you heard anything about it? Read anything? What do people say about this?
Everybody says that it's too late and it's really bad.
Zoolander, yeah.
Yeah, so it's something not to see. Right now, if you want to see a comedy anyway, go see Hail Caesar. I mean, it's the Coen brother, and they're in theater right now. So that's the thing you go see. Star Wars, still making a couple of millions there. $916 million domestically. They might not break the $1 billion we thought they would.
Still, though, they still made so much money there. I mean, they broke everyone else's record except the whole chunk because they're not going to be in theaters for as long as Avatar was.
But I thought
the only thing that they're going to make.
But I thought
lose.
They would beat $1 billion domestically. They probably won't. So, well, anyway, when they start selling the off, so... They're hoss.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good news. Blade Runner is finally happening. So we've been talking about it for a long time. And it's Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford, directed by Denis Villeneuve, which is the really great news.
I don't even care anymore.
Sounds
amazing.
I mean,
I do, but...
Yeah. Denis Villeneuve is like, he's basically a Quebec director. And
okay.
He's a visual guy, 100%. Bringing that guy on Blade Runner seems like a match.
I just don't know if it can be as good or as compelling as the first one was.
People are going to need to remember, too, when it comes out, that the first Blade Runner tanked at the box office and was really cult classic after a couple of years. But when that was released, that was a bomb.
You think they'll get my favorite Rutger Hauer back?
No, he's not back. Oh. The only actor that's coming back is Harrison Ford as Deckard.
Damn.
So, well... Seemi was not a replicant going to die a couple of years later, but eh.
Well, to quote Hercules, disappointed!
Indeed. YouTube it. Shane Black's going to do Predators? Or just Predators?
It's a new Predator. I don't know what it is of some sort, but I see a poster, and it looks like a Predator, and I'm excited.
And it's called The Predator, and it's back, so I'm excited. Fun fact in there, Shane Black is actually an actor in the original Predator. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's the guy with the glasses that tells stupid jokes.
I'm sorry, I'm still staring at box office numbers right now, and I'm losing my mind. I don't know, I just want more Predator. I'm ready to see something else. The last one was okay.
I like the last one. When they get it on the other planet and there's a bunch of them. That was fun.
It'd be cool if they built more into it or showed us more of that world. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the new one, whatever they do with it. So, supposedly some of the Deadpool writers are writing Ryan Reynolds in a space thing called Life.
Yeah, it's crazy. And when you do a movie that works, it's easier to get your second movie greenlighted.
Right. So, hey, why the hell not? It's about aliens and stuff.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
He's got a gun.
A little more serious. Well, this is from Safe House, which wasn't bad a year or so ago. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. It was a actiony kind of fun popcorn Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, that's where Ryan Reynolds was destined for, like that okay movie for a Saturday afternoon and everything. I think everything just changed, but...
Well, oh, yeah.
We'll see.
He just became instantly a ton more marketable.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That next one I found really funny. Viola Davis, she's playing, if I'm not mistaken, Amanda Waller, the Wall, in the Suicide Squad movie. So the Suicide Squad movie is like the Justice League of the villain for the DC. And Jared Leto, that plays the Joker, came to the first reading with henchmen and a dead pig.
It's so great. He slopped the dead pig down.
Yeah, and he sent a rat to Margot Robbie because she's playing Harley Quinn as a token of his love.
Yeah, she's cute. Man, it's crazy.
I'm ready to see this. That comes out soon as well, right?
This summer, yeah. We have Batman in March, only 2-3 weeks, maybe a month. And then we get this in June, I think. It's coming.
Right, right.
I'm almost more excited for this because I have no idea what's going to come out of this. I've seen the trailer, and that's all we know. As Batman versus Superman, we had so much information and inside information for...
Nice. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for both of them. What's with the Guardians poster? I like it, but is Groot going to be that small the whole movie? I'm scared.
Yeah.
And now with more Kurt Russell.
Now with more Kurt Russell. Yeah. Well, I'm good with that.
No, I'm totally down with that, but I don't want Groot to be that tiny. Unless he can, like, multiply and kick ass.
I think that's a nice way to start, or maybe it's just for promotion as well, or something like that.
Probably.
Or the studio was like, more BB Groot, it's easy to sell. It's easy to market. Everyone wants a BB Groot.
True. They still haven't gotten it right yet.
Yeah, true, but still. So, maybe. But hey, I'm excited about that. James Gunn seems to have the liberty to do whatever he wants, and Kurt Russell is the perfect addition to this movie. Like, perfect. So, I'm good. Trailer dump. Equals. Looks like the island with more characters and less explosion.
But
yeah.
Just, the trailer is just faces.
Yeah, white corridors.
It's just people trying to not look at each other, trying to look at each other. It's just like the same
like
uniform
the
over and over. But I mean, the trailer just didn't give me anything.
I see you. But I can't see you. You know, they eat drugs, so they have no emotions and whatever, blah, blah, blah. We've seen it before. It could be interesting, if not strange and fun to laugh at.
Yeah.
What about the next one?
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Okay, that looks pretty.
Okay, just the title. Just totally got
WTF? Yes.
It's, what the hell? It's Tina Fey and Margot Robbie, and they're, like, journalists in, I don't know, some foreign land. It looks amazing. A lot of stupid fun and... Do you mind if I fuck your security detail? Okay, great.
Nah, Tina Fey is an instant sell for me.
Yeah, you love Tina Fey.
I love her. She's so hilarious. And yeah, I might just have to go see it just because it's got a bit of women's issues in it. So even just that says, honestly, it's got so many points for it. We're definitely going to go see that.
Yeah. Isn't Tina Fey in the next Ghostbuster as well?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, it's not in there because they released a trailer of a trailer and we don't cover that. But yeah, that's coming up. So she's going to have a good summer. Like two... big movie coming at the same time.
There is a trailer for Ghostbusters?
There's a trailer for the trailer coming up on the 26th. That's why it's not in there. The trailer for the trailer? I mean, okay. We see them from afar, and then there's a Ghostbuster logo. Woohoo! Big deal.
It's like a moving poster. Hey, a talkie.
Yeah.
What about The Invitation? Other than everyone's a hipster, I'm okay with it. It looks suspenseful. It's a first, you know, minute trailer, so you're not going to get much, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A bunch of random friends are invited back, old friends. Looks like a snuff film's about to happen. I can dig it.
Yeah, it's just a long... Like, the whole time I was complaining that they weren't giving me anything to understand. Like, they didn't pique my interest. They didn't make me feel like, I really wonder what's behind this. Because it didn't really give me anything that thing could be behind.
Yeah.
The music and suspense.
Yeah, it's all... By the end of the trailer, maybe something.
They said the shaving.
Well made, but the trailer...
They said the screaming was because they shaved off one of the hipsters' beards.
The horror!
No! Can't wait for them to discover that.
Sacha Baron Cohen in The Brothers Grimsby. I threw this in here just because I thought Wing would hate it, and apparently he loves Sacha Baron Cohen, and then he watches the trailer, he's like, maybe not.
But I love the Ali G show, that was great.
Ali G was good.
Like I said, the Bruno movie was good. Borat was a phenomenon at that time.
Talk about Ali G.
Ali G, I love Ali G. So, I was kind of excited with this, and then I watched the movie, and I'm like, okay, this is not his usual joint. This is more like I'm writing...
It's more like a movie, yeah.
...something, which I'm still pissed, because he was tapped to play Freddie Mercury and went away when the family was like, yeah, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't talk about that, and it was like, I wanted to portray Freddie Mercury and not how you want us to think of Freddie Mercury, so that's why he dropped off, but he would have been great in that role.
Totally.
Okay. nobody cares. Okay.
I don't. Is it still going on, or is it just hasn't happened since?
They can't get an actor to be attached to the project at the moment. It's a script problem.
What is this now? Oh yeah.
Emma Watson in the 70s.
Yeah, the 70s cult movie. I don't know. It's more suspenseful shit.
It's another disappointing trailer. It looks like it could be a good but tiring movie when I'm hungover.
I can see that. But see, I look at a lot of crappy trailers, like Brick. Brick was a crappy trailer, and that was an amazing movie.
She hasn't seen Brick yet. I need to show her that, yeah.
I got to dig a few more out that I have that are
Brick
actually
is
good.
The guy is the original movie from the guy from Looper.
Oh, okay.
That's how he got Looper green light. And the next movie he's doing is Star Wars.
I know.
That's a pretty good that's a pretty good track record.
That's a pretty good track record for sure.
Wow. And apparently 1 week before it comes out, 999 gets a new trailer because I had already forgotten.
Yeah, during this Oscar season and everything, and they're releasing it the weekend of the Oscar. Yeah, they better release. I think that but the trailer looks great.
And the cast is
out of this world. So yeah, it looks really, really good. One of these true gritty cop movie, ice cop movie. Anyway, can't wait for this. Star Wars.
Chewbacca is tweeting pictures, old script pages from the old 1970 whatever failed scripts or rewritten scripts. So stuff that never would have happened. He's been doing like a page a day for a couple days now.
Yeah, he wants to do the old script with a page a day. The man really, really needs people to, I don't know, get interested or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think the man is a little bit afraid because he's not playing Chewbacca by himself now because he can't. He has a back problem. He cannot really walk that far without a cane. So there's another dude that's playing him most of the movie as well. So I think he's trying to be like, I'm Chewbacca. Come on, I'm the dog.
Oh, you'll always be Chewbacca. Just not no more.
Of course.
Of course. And episode 8 is coming in
665 days, 3 hours, 4 minutes, and 30 seconds at the sound of the beep, beep.
And they released a snippet this week showing that they started production. But everybody went crazy about that clip of them showing how they shot the last scene of episode 7. And now there's the conjecture that there won't be a lot of time to pass between the two movies, and it's going to be the first straight sequel, blah, blah, blah. They didn't say anything. They just showed Rey and Luke getting shot. Not getting shot,
getting reshot,
yeah, exactly.
Filmed. No one got shot.
Yeah, no one got shot. Getting filmed, and the director is saying, cut, it's good. And they really don't even have to be in the same place at the same moment the way it's edited. I'm like, okay.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah, it did.
Let's see, what if they're there and they, you know, even if this movie starts right there, okay, and then shit happens and they part ways. It doesn't have to be a direct, whatever, who cares?
When the Rogue One trailer drops and people will see Darth Vader, wait, see the internet gets, it's going to be crazy.
Wait a minute, Vader's going to be in Rogue One?
Yeah, he's the one in charge of the Death Star project.
Oh, yeah, and
they're stealing the plan
shit.
Of the Death Star from Hannibal? Yeah. I don't know which... what's his name?
They're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of the actor, but anyway. He's Hannibal to me now.
Bit of non-news.
Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah, thank you. That guy.
God, I can never remember his name either.
Oh, I remember.
Wow. non-news. Press best prequel trailer ever. I don't know if you saw this, but they took all sorts of old movies and movies from Christopher Lloyd, and they slammed them together in a Back to the Future prequel, and it's great.
Oh my God.
He figures time travel out, and he figures the flux capacitor out in 55 or whatever, and it says, and then 85, time travel, and then it's like 30 years he was searching for 1.21 gigawatts. So he's like running around working with Libyans and all sorts of other terrorist groups trying to get material.
Oh my God.
It looks like it could be done. And
Oh God, we need to watch that as soon as we finish this cast. I didn't see it at the end of the news, but that sounds so amazing.
And it's, you know, it's all clips from his old movies and now and back then, and it just works.
Yeah, but the thing with Christopher Lloyd is that when he started to be recognized, he looked old already.
Yep.
So I thought when I was young in Back to the Future 2, when he takes the mask off, that was a joke because he looked the same. But no, he was not looking at the old age makeup. Most people never saw that there was a difference. He still looks the same today.
He is actually, I know no one will hear this cast for a while, but he's going to be in town this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a question and answer after a movie viewing at a theater here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You should go.
I don't know if I'll have time, but I could.
Oh,
put
yeah.
on my fucking rolled up pants and walk in with a boombox and a vest.
Oh, yeah, and an old camera, an old Canon.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have an old Canon. I think it'd be easier to hit the thrift store and get a Marty McFly vest.
Yeah, probably.
Is there a flood?
Oh.
All right. Well, hey, that's been the news and the non-news.
Woo. Thank you.
You're welcome? Question mark? Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.